The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
And so to say a few words about the practice, sometimes it's helpful, very helpful, to think of mindfulness meditation and mindfulness practice in daily life as being something very simple. So not to think it's complicated, not to think you have to kind of build up a lot of concentration or have a lot of continuity and kind of really make it some big project. And so a very simple idea is just in the simplest possible way, let your mind become quieter than it happens to be at that moment. Just whatever degree, just a little bit quieter, just like you're going to listen to a sound outside. It's a little bit faint, and you wanted to know the sound, and you kind of like put aside for a moment, you know, your thoughts and concerns of the day or the future or something, just to listen to that. Just like a little quiet, kind of so you can listen. And then ask the question for yourself, in this quietness, what is real? That's all. What's real right now? A variation would be to ask what is true. But that lends itself, the word true will lend itself to kind of opinions about what's going on. You know, this is true that, you know, it's true that, what's true right now? Yeah, it's true that politics is a mess. You know, okay, so we established that, thank you. but if you ask, you know, what is real right now in this in the quietness of right here? What's real? What's real for me right now? And real, for me, and I don't know in your vocabulary, real has a real sense of being connected, being embodied, being here in this moment. It kind of is, it's going below the level of opinions or ideas or judgments about what's happening. But what's really real for me at this moment? And it could just be a very light, momentary touching in or going in that direction of it. Maybe you don't know what's real. But just the asking that question, what's real right now, kind of connects you to something a little bit more deeper inside or fuller or something than the stream of what you're thinking about. If you do that repeatedly, and the operating principle is repeatedly, you'll be a changed person. And repeatedly might mean maybe as little as once a minute. So in a 45-minute meditation, you do it 45 times. Wow. How often do you connect to what's real in ordinary life? 45 times in an hour? And maybe you'll do it more often. But, you know, just let the mind become a little quieter than usual. And then what's real right now? And then if you can, breathe with that. Or if you're walking meditation, just walk with that a little bit. And don't try to hold on to it. Don't feel like you have to kind of work at it. Just at some point, you ask the question again. And you enter into that space. And ask again. Quiet the mind a teeny, teeny bit. Just don't be too ambitious what quiet in the mind means. Just a little bit more than you are. That's all. And then what's real? As if in the quietness, what do you have access to in the quietness of the mind? Because an opinion would be in the noise of the mind. That's more thinking. So I hope you enjoy discovering what's real. Thank you.